This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Should controversial Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene be allowed to keep her committee assignments? The House decides that today. The AP's Mike Gracia with more on this and another embattled Republican member of Congress.
House Republicans are standing by two embattled members. After a lengthy private meeting that went deep into the night, House GOP members voted 145-61 to retain Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming as their conference chair.
It was a very resounding acknowledgement that we need to go forward together.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also sounded support for freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, despite her past embrace of wild conspiracy theories.
Nothing that she said has been based upon since she's been a member of Congress.
But House Democrats are going forward with a vote today that would strip Greene of her committee assignments. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Biden is telling Democrats he promised the American people $1,400 in direct COVID-19 relief payments, and he can't break that promise, he says. The CDC says schools can safely reopen even if teachers don't get COVID-19 vaccines.
The CDC's vaccination plans prioritize teachers as essential workers, but many have not gotten the shots yet. Some teachers' unions are refusing to allow in-person instruction to resume until they do. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that's not necessary.
Vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Saying data shows social distancing and mask wearing can significantly reduce virus spread in schools. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An AP investigation finds the Catholic diocese across the U.S. got billions from the Paycheck Protection Program while sitting on billions in cash and other funds. Catholic leaders say they suffered financially when they closed due to the virus. This is AP News. A rising country music star's career is in free fall because of his use of a racial slur. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more on this, what it's all about, and what may happen now.
Until the video of him shouting out a racial slur, Morgan Wallen's music was heard almost everywhere, and he was a likely candidate to be nominated for the Academy of Country Music Awards. But his world is crumbling quickly. His label has suspended him indefinitely. iHeartMedia has yanked his songs from its radio stations, and streaming companies have pulled him from playlists in the hours after TMZ posted the clip Tuesday night. And the Academy of Country Music says now it will halt his eligibility for this year's awards, hinting that it might even tweak its eligibility rules to deny Wallen a possible nomination. I'm Oscar Buzz Gabriel.
The Dow gained 36 points yesterday. The S&P rose 3. The tech-heavy NASDAQ slipped 2 points. The latest from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.